Now, you join me. Ah, a tremendously exciting moment. It's into your head, number 216 or 215 or 200 and something teen. It's one of those, I don't know. In fact, it could be two of those. It could be both 215 and 200 and something teen. Or it could be 214 and 200 and something teen. So it's either one of the above or two of the above. Depending which you look, which way you look at it, or depending which is true, I suppose. No, it doesn't depend on which way you look at it. There's only one way of looking at the truth, and that's with either rose-tinted glasses or... Hold on, wait, that'll be two ways. There's two ways of looking at the truth, either through rose-tinted spectacles or just through your eyes or through normal spectacles that work and correct your vision to normal standard vision. I suppose another way of looking at it would be I don't know. No, that's the sun I'm thinking of. That's eclipses. That's got nothing to do with it whatsoever. The method of looking at the sun... let's go upstairs again. I'm not comfortable down here. Oh no, you don't know I went down. I started recording a moment ago, but I didn't use that recording, and I referred to the fact that I was going downstairs. But that's not going to mean anything to you. That's... there's no point in me saying that. Suffice to say, I've just gone up the stairs. I did experiment with starting the show by going down the stairs instead of my usual up the stairs. But as you know by now, it didn't work because I wasn't able to use that recording. Let's just calm down for a moment here. I'm all disorientated. I've been up and down the stairs. I've done a urination session, as you may have noticed. Basically, I've been running all over the place. I'm out of breath. I've got absolutely no breath left in me. I'm going to have to... it's lucky I've come upstairs because the air is... Oh, no. The air is thinner higher up. I should really be going downstairs. But I tried that a few minutes ago and it didn't work. So there's no point. I may have to die for the sake of the show quality. I may have to go up into the attic to get some... Oh, no. Down into the basement to get some thicker air. Unfortunately, we don't have a basement. I suppose I could dig one, but I'd use up a lot of oxygen doing that, so we'll probably defeat the purpose, and we'd probably be against the best advice of a doctor if I would start digging a hole when I'm out of breath. Because then I'd be digging myself into a hole, both metaphorically and physically. Although physically it wouldn't be a problem. I'm reasonably intelligent. I know how to dig a hole without getting stuck in it. I'm not a moron. My father was a keen gardener, and I dug many a hole in his garden and filled him in many a hole. Digging a hole isn't complicated. You get a spade, you empty out the soil out of the place, and you form some of the soil into a ramp so you can still get up out of the hole, or else you have some sort of a rope ladder. Usually when you're digging in a vegetable garden, you don't have cause to dig a trench that's big enough to get lost in, but sometimes you do. When you're planting string beans, you just dig down about 3 inches and drop some seeds in. It's not usually a problem, but when you're digging up potatoes to get ready to use them for dinner, you have to dig quite deep to find them. It's like sending out a search party for some potatoes. You don't know where they are. You have to dig all over the place until you find a potato. And then when you find one, you think you found gold. You say, look at this. As a matter of fact, we did find gold in one garden once. We found some old Roman coins or something and had them valued. And the valuer said, I don't know why you're need me, a professional, to value these. Their value is written on the front of each coin. If you look at that, it says £1. And you're asking me to value it for you. Well, it's worth £1, you fucking idiot. Accept this worth 80p now because I've taken 20% off to charge for my services. If you had asked me first for my advice, I would have advised you that it didn't need to be valued. Then I would have only charged you 15% for the advice. I don't know. I don't know at all. I'm giving you free advice now, but it's a bit late. So I won't charge for this advice because you won't get any benefit out of it. Although I should charge you 35% now. Well, I'm not going to, because that would make me a cunt. Anyway, go back to your garden. You're supposed to be digging for potatoes, not coins. If you're finding coins instead of potatoes, then you failed as a gardener. Although I suppose if you've planted the potatoes for the purpose of making money, I suppose you have made money in a way. But those coins were there before you planted the potatoes. You could have found them without wasting valuable time growing vegetables and potatoes and all sorts of crap. Although, of course, then I suppose you wouldn't have had any potatoes to have for dinner, but you could sell the gold coins at face value, and then, I don't know, I suppose I should stick to my own, what I know about coins. I don't know about gardening, but I do know that there's something wrong with your gardening skills if you're digging up the garden and coming along with coins and coming along to me. I suppose I should be glad you didn't find chocolate gold coins, those bits of chocolate that have come wrapped in gold tin foil, because of course if you dug them up there's a good chance they'll be mouldy. You probably have brought all sorts of diseases and bacteria into my office, and I'd have to take the next 8 months off with, not with food poisoning, because I wouldn't be stupid enough to eat it. But I'd probably pick up some sort of non-benign bird flu or something, or whatever, not bird flu, whoever lives in the ground. Maybe there were cows there before. Maybe you put manure in with those potatoes. And they've got this cow flu attached to the cow manure they've put there, and that's on that coin that you haven't brought in, but that I'm imagining you did. In which case, I'd have a case to sue you. Not I'm a solicitor, but I'd ask a solicitor for advice, because unlike you, I'm the type of person who goes and consults a professional for advice. I don't cheap out, and don't, because if you've got a legal problem, you have to go to a freaking lawyer and get paid for the advice. Otherwise, the amount you could end up owing by not having good legal professional support behind you could end up stuff. So there you go. Anyway, there's your coin back. Off which you go back to your potato garden. I don't see why you can't grow some scallions while you're at it. Maybe you do. I don't know. Do you grow rhubarb or beetroot? How do you grow beetroot anyway? Beetroot is wet. It comes in a jar and wet stuff. You can't be freaking, do you go and freaking plant jars in the ground with the lid off and put the beetroot plant in it or something? In which case you might be better just having a pond and growing them all in a joint glass pond, like a big single joint jar, instead of wasting all that glass and energy making these individual jars, because you're going to have to take the beetroot out of the jar anyway and get a new jar to bottle it. You're not, the Trading Food Standards Hygiene Agency isn't going to allow you to sell food in a jar that's been stuck in the ground for 6 months. I can tell you that. Although, come to think of it, you're probably not going to sell it. You're probably going to eat it all yourself or give it to your neighbours. But nonetheless, if you're going to grow, that's for string beans. Frigging waste of time those are. I can't tell the difference between string beans and peas in a pod. When I was a child, I used to help my father pick peas. They'd be in a pod hanging from the branches of these things, and you'd pick the pea, you pick the pod full of peas off the plant, and then you'd open it up and there'd be peas inside. But if you leave it closed and don't pick it up at all, it looks exactly like a giant string bean, except with a harder case. And if you have a bit of an imagination, it looks like a very small banana that's not ripened yet. But we didn't grow bananas. We stuck to most mostly vegetables. I don't think we had any fruit at all in that garden. Just a shitload of vegetables, including, as a matter of fact, potatoes, scallions, rhubarb, carrots, potatoes, cauliflower, cabbage. What else did we have? We had all sorts of stuff. We had flowers in the front garden, but we didn't eat those. Flowers weren't for eating, they were for show. My father used to plant flowers in the front garden to give a good impression to passers-by, so they think, oh, they grow all sorts of nice stuff in their garden. They probably have a load more nice stuff around the back. Well, no, we didn't. We had a load of food growing in the back. If my father had his way, he would have got a cow and planted it in the back garden and watched it grow. But he wasn't into rearing animals. If animals were plants, he would have enjoyed growing them. We would have had plenty of homegrown meat. If he could have got a... Oh, if he could have got a horse, maybe, and stuck it in the middle of the lawn in a flower bed and watered it and let it grow, he would have enjoyed that, as long as he didn't have to feed it. He would have been annoyed by the irony of having to feed stuff to a plant that you're growing for food. He would have thought that was wasteful. He probably would have resented having to grow stuff and give that stuff to the other plants, to feed the other plants, so they'd grow into meat. Because that would be just, there's no benefit to that. You're not saving any money. Anyway, that's what my father used to do. Anyway, good morning.